Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the world premiere of a new musical play, New Wine, starring Gordon McRae and his guest star, Dorothy Warren Show. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another exciting story with music is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and a multitude of other things you use in your daily life. Right now, I'm looking out at a room full of some of the most important people in America. Important because they have all the facts of knowledge at their disposal. We of the Railroad Hour are pleased and proud to welcome as guests in our studio many of the nation's top librarians. They're here in Los Angeles all this week to attend the annual conference of the American Library Association. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, tonight I'm going to be a songwriter named Richard Radabaugh. And lovely Dorothy Warren Scholl may be expected to turn up in a few moments as a very accomplished young lady, Miss Clarissa Morgan. Our story, the Lawrence and Lee musical fantasy, New Wine. Would you pour us an overture, Maestro Dragon? When you play your chopsticks, you know that they are not sticks because of all the hot licks you get with those chopsticks. When you play your chopsticks, you know... Oh, no. That's awful. That's terrible. What am I doing? I used to be a pretty fair songwriter, but I haven't had a hit in 18 months. Gosh, maybe I'm all washed up. What'll I do? Maybe I'll starve to death. Worse than that, maybe I'll have to get a job. Oh, now, come on, Richard, old boy. Get a grip on yourself. Well, you know, all you got to do is just sit at the piano and write a great song. That's all. Something like, time on my hands, you in my arms, nothing but love in view. Then if you fall once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for. One love affair for two. Time on my hands and you in my arms and love in my heart all for you. Brother, what a great song. Maybe all the great songs have been written. Maybe there's nothing left to write except hot chopsticks. So get your kicks, get out of the sticks by playing hot chopsticks. Well, what do you think of it, Mr. McElhone? Ought to sell a million copies, huh? Don't you think so, Mr. McElhone? Can't you just hear Tony Martin singing it, huh?
Richard, in my 37 years in the publishing business, that is the worst song I've ever heard.
Pretty bad, huh?
It's awful.
Well, you know, I don't much like it myself.
What's happened to you, Richard? You used to write fine songs.
Maybe I'm a has-been.
At your age? Nonsense. You're just trying to be too sophisticated, too clever. You know what people want to hear today? Waltzes.
Waltzes? Oh, come on now. That's strictly gay 90s stuff.
Not on your life. A good waltz lives forever. Now, take a grand old melody like this one by Franz Lehár. Never had words to it. But if you take Mr. Lehár's melody and add some heart, some philosophy.
Philosophy?
Well, why not? Take a look at this.
The gold and silver waltz.
Dear days of our youth that were silver and gold, when our hearts were singing, we'll never grow. The nights were bright with a joy untold, and the days were wine sparkling with silver and gold. All the friends that we knew, will we never, ever see them? All the plans that we drew, who can never guarantee them? Do they sleep on the shore of an undiscovered island? Are they waiting, congregating all the days of nevermore?
I know we will go to that island of gold, where our hearts keep singing. We'll never grow.
The lights are bright with a joy untold, and the days are wine sparkling with silver and gold.
You see, Richard, that's what people want to hear nowadays. New thoughts to old melodies.
New wine in old bottles.
That's the idea. Especially waltzes.
Mr. McElroy, I never wrote a waltz. I don't even know how.
Maybe you'd better learn. Bring me a good waltz, Richard, and I'll publish it. Otherwise...
Yes, sir, Mr. McElroy. Waltzes. I see, I've got to write waltzes. 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 I've got to write waltzes. Two, three.
Will there be something else?
Something else?
Well, are you accustomed to eating in restaurants where it's necessary to pound on your water glass for service?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to think of a waltz.
Are you a songwriter?
Well, not a very good one, I'm afraid. Would you give me another cup of coffee?
Oh, of course.
Thank you. And a check, please. Well, I can still pay for it.
Oh, maybe I could help you. One of my closest friends is a songwriter.
Oh? What's his name?
Strauss.
Strauss?
Johann.
Oh, that's impossible.
Well, the younger. I'll get you some cream for your coffee.
Just a minute. Johann Strauss the younger died in 1899.
Well, that doesn't matter. He drops in to call on me almost every evening.
He drops in?
Mm-hmm, that's my talent. I can call people back from the past.
Now, look, Miss...
Morgan. Clarissa Morgan.
Look, Miss Morgan, if you have this remarkable talent, how come you're working here as a waitress?
The tips are pretty good.
I don't suppose Johann Strauss ever told you how he worked. I mean, how he composed his waltzes.
Well, why don't you ask him?
Ask him?
Yeah, I'll be off in a few minutes, and you can come over to my place. We'll ask Johann to join us.
Oh, I don't know whether we ought to bother him.
It's no trouble. Just wait until I get out of this uniform. Now, put your hands on the table.
Well, do all the lights have to be out?
Well, they like it better dark. You have no idea how shy they are.
Oh.
Now, the best way to call back a composer is to sing something he wrote. Do you know any Strauss waltzes?
Well, I think so.
Well, we'll call him with one of those. Herr Strauss, we're calling you.
Dark girls, or fair, you are my songs, leading where music belongs. Dark as the night, fair as the morn, whene'er I see you, music is born. Bright as the rising melodies of star, tunes turn the beats deep in my heart. You burn to me everywhere the sweet. I blend you all in my waltzes.
Dark girls of fair, they are your songs, leading you where music belongs. Dark as the night, fair as the morn.
Where I see your music is born.
Bright eyes dancing, melodies and stars. Truth and dancing, dancing in your heart. You dance to me everywhere the spring. These are the things from which waltzes are made.
Who's that? Who said that?
Oh, it's just Mr. Strauss. Hello, Johann.
Hello, Clarissa. How have you been?
Oh, just fine. Well, this young man wants to talk to you about writing waltzes. He's a composer, too.
Splendid. I always like to meet a fellow musician.
What's the matter with you, Richard? Say something to Mr. Strauss.
Hi.
Please, sing some more. I'm not the one who should say it, but after all, that is one of the most beautiful waltzes ever written.
Wait a minute. What am I doing? Singing Johann Strauss to Johann Strauss? I'm either dreaming or the luckiest guy in the world.
Second act of New Wine. This is Railroad Week in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Gathered there are railroad men from all parts of the United States and many foreign countries, and the manufacturers who supply the railroad industry. This event is of great interest not only to railroad men, but also to you and to all of us here in America. For the spotlight will be turned on the impressive achievements made by your railroads in recent years. And from the discussions and exchange of ideas will come the still greater improvements in store for you tomorrow. Besides the week-long discussion sessions, there will be an outstanding exhibit of the very latest in railroad equipment and supplies, an exhibit that will show clearly the kind of continuous progress that keeps the railroads as the cornerstone of our essential transportation system. This $20 million exhibit, the largest of its kind ever held, will display powerful locomotives, sturdy freight cars and sleek passenger cars, marvelous new traffic control devices to speed trains safely on their way, robot-like machines that have revolutionized maintenance work on track and roadway. The men viewing these many things used in railroading and taking part in the meetings at Atlantic City have this common goal: to develop new and better ideas and products for still better railroads. That's why in the long run, you are the one who will benefit most from these railroad activities, for they are pointing the way to still further improvements in the essential service which the railroads every day supply all of us. is Act Two of New Wine, starring Gordon MacRae as the songwriter Richard Radabaugh, with Dorothy Warren Scholl as the enterprising Clarissa.
Oh, hear the voice of spring resound, the verdant mountains all around, the air of woods in high romance, the air of heaven's us to dance.
Ah, you like that one, Clarissa?
Oh, yes, Mr. Strauss.
Oh, I remember when I wrote it. On a picnic near Hitzinger. I put down the first few bars on the back of a napkin.
And the heart forgets so pain, not a thing once again. And the birds sing flowers. And the heart forgets all pain, not a thing once again. And the world feels a new delight.
Now, just a minute, please. Do you actually expect me to believe that you are the man who wrote Blue Danube in Vienna Woods?
Oh, my dear boy, I don't care whether you believe it or not. But I am Johann Strauss.
But you're dead.
What's wrong with being dead? Has some great advantages. You can sleep as late as you want in the morning. You don't have to pay taxes.
But you talk as if you were alive.
So? My music is alive, yes?
Well, very much so.
Well, then why should I be less alive than my music?
Oh, if that's the way you figure, then I'm as dead as a doorknob. Nobody gives a hoot for my music.
I'm sorry to hear it.
You see, Richard doesn't know how to write waltzes.
Yes, and that's all anybody cares about these days.
So I thought maybe you'd help him, Mr. Strauss.
My publisher says I should take some wonderful old waltz melody, like one of yours, and then set words to it.
Oh, what a pity. I'm afraid everything I've written already has words in half a dozen languages. Oh, maybe there might be a waltz or two of Peter's left over.
Peter's?
Yeah, Peter Tchaikovsky.
Oh, shall we call him?
I don't think he'd mind.
We'll sing his Sleeping Beauty waltz. That'll wake him up in a hurry.
When I saw you dancing, I kissed you with my eyes. By all means enhancing the thrilling, throbbing feeling of finding the one I love. You dancing while I am in disguise. How can I awaken? Sleeping Beauty, why do you haunt me with your charms?
How can I awaken your heart to the call of madness?
Who is calling me? Who is calling Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky?
Aren't you feeling well, Mr. Tchaikovsky?
Oh, you have made me feel better. It is good to know that people are still singing my music, that I am not forgotten.
Forgotten? Why, Mr. Tchaikovsky, everybody loves your music.
Would you be willing to give Richard one of your melodies so he could make a popular song out of it?
It would have to be in three-quarter time, Mr. Tchaikovsky. My publisher is only interested in waltzes.
This is possible. How is it done?
Oh, they do it all the time. Remember a composition called Waves of the Danube?
La, 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 la.
Ivanovich, he wrote it. A nice little melody.
Well, you just listen to how they do it nowadays.
Oh, how we dance on the night we were wed. We vowed our true love, oh.
In bloom, there were stars in the sky, except for the few that were there in your eyes.
Here my angels are crossing my arms, angels were singing out in through your charms, through hearts gently beating were burning, oh, my darling, my love.
Should have brought Mr. Ivanovici back. I guess he wasn't listening.
Well, Ivanovici never listened to anybody.
Well, let's give him another try. Didn't Ivanovici write this?
Is someone calling me?
Welcome to the 20th century, Mr. Ivanovici.
Ivanovici? I'm not Ivanovici.
Then who is he?
He must be a famous composer. But I don't recognize him.
I know you, Strauss, Tchaikovsky, but you don't know me. I wrote more waltzes than both of you put together. The Skater's Waltz, España, hundreds and hundreds of other waltzes. Great waltzes, famous waltzes. All of my compositions are famous, but nobody knows I wrote them. They don't even spell my name right.
Well, what is your name?
You see, nobody knows me. Nobody cares about me. I might as well be alive.
Well, tell us, who are you?
Waldteufel. Emil Waldteufel.
Of course, Waldteufel.
Emil Waldteufel, how are you, Emil?
Why, Mr. Waldteufel, we're so glad you could come.
Waldteufel. Well, it certainly is a thrill to... Wait a minute. Who's Waldteufel?
You see, that's my trouble. I'm a famous composer, but nobody ever heard of me.
A famous composer. He is the composer that nobody knows, sir.
Johann Strauss is played about his many times for familiarity.
Ah, me.
He is a famous composer. He composes presto or fortissimo, sir. Why should Strauss played about his be so much more familiar than he?
Ah, me.
Nobody knows how to spell his name.
W-A-L-D-T-U-F-E-L-Y.
He wrote him too high for me.
Oh, why doesn't somebody sing his songs? Make up some words for his tunes.
Rhyme of the church, or rhyme of the moon, or do something to cheer him up soon.
Mr. Waldteufel, you're my man.
I'm your man?
Would you mind if I took some of your wonderful melodies and make songs out of them?
Mine?
50 years I've been waiting for someone to pour a little new wine into my old bottles.
Yeah, well, there's just one thing you should know, young man. About writing waltzes, I mean.
What's that, Mr. Strauss?
Shall we tell him, Peter?
Tell him, Johann.
Quick, tell him before he changes his mind.
Well, here's the secret.
Yes?
A man cannot really write good waltzes unless he's in love.
In love?
In love.
It is very important.
Clarissa?
Yes, Richard?
You've been a great help to a struggling young composer.
Oh, I'm glad.
You've heard what these gentlemen say. To write waltzes, I must fall in love. Would you be willing to assist me in this connection?
Well, Richard, if you give me the proper encouragement, I'll try.
New songs for old songs for new. I want to sing when I was with you. New loves for old loves for new.
Why am I high as a bird in the sky when I waltz with you?
That's it, children. Be happy, always.
Be in love.
And let all the music of the past enrich your lives.
Mine too?
Yours too, Mr. Waldteufel.
New waltzes for old waltzes for new. How can you be cold when I am holding you?
Oh, it works, Clarissa. When you're in love, it really works.
I'm always yours. You're always mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Dorothy Warnsold will be back in just a moment. Meanwhile, our thanks to Ludwig Donat, who played Johann Strauss, Stan Farrar as Peter Tchaikovsky, and Jay Novello, who played Emil Waldteufel, and our entire company. New Wine was an original story by Lawrence and Lee, and the Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this same time by the American Railroads. Marvin?
The Railroads of America salute the librarians of the nation, gathered in Los Angeles for the 72nd Annual Conference of the American Library Association. Their theme is America Looks West. Surely there is no more exciting literature than the great stories of America's march to the West. And just as our railroad men are credited with a large share in this westward march, so too are the librarians. For with the pioneers went the book and the idea, and the librarian, guardian of the heritage of a free people. Today, America's librarians continue to play their dynamic role in our nation's forward march. Serving all the people, librarians keep alive and flourishing America's freedom of inquiry, the freedom with which all our liberties are bound.
Thank you, Marvin. And now, Dorothy Warnsold, why don't you tell our fellow passengers on the show train where we're traveling next week?
Well, Gordon, it's a special program for Independence Day, a story that we've all loved since childhood, written by the great American author Edward Everett Hale.
And I hope that you'll all be with us for the new musical setting of The Man Without a Country next week on the Railroad Hour. I shall be singing Sir Walter Scott's ringing poem.
Is there a man with soul so dead who never to himself has said, this is my own, my native land?
Oh, it should be a thrilling Monday, Gordon.
Well, every Monday is a thrill, Dorothy, with you aboard and a new musical story to tell. And we'll see you next week.
I'll be here, Gordon. Good night.
Good night, Dorothy.
All aboard.
Well, dear friends, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next Monday night, and the man without a country, on behalf of the other members of the cast and of the American Railroads, this is your friend Gordon McRae wishing you all a good night.
Gordon McRae can be seen in Warner Brothers' The Desert Song in Technicolor. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. Now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.